Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up this Thursday night at the Emmett Hook Center in Shreveport, Stage Center presents the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, featuring Seth Taylor as Jesus, Isaac Haas as Judas Iscariot, and Cassidy Giddens as Mary Magdalene. Missy Weiss is with me this morning. She's the musical director for this production, and she's now in our Knoll Foundation studios with Isaac Haas, and they're going to fill us in on the rest of the cast in this production. Missy and Isaac, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
As the music winds up, you can feel the tension from this play. A play that's been around for, gosh, almost, 40 years now?
Yeah.
40. God, I'm old. Well, the thing is, I remember when this came out, and I remember when the record came out, and I remember buying the record in our little record shop in my hometown. I've still got a copy of that record with the original book. It's all worn out, of course. Everything's fallen apart like me. But the music itself really transformed, I think, both the idea of what a musical could do, and at the time, also how you might be able to tell a story that is endemic to Western culture, but retell it in a way that young folks could identify with it and you know, really apply it to their own contemporary lives. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your take, because you're both a little bit younger than me by about 30 years. And so now, since this has come out, how do you relate to this play in your own terms as youth today?
Well, I think that it's definitely, it's something that has still, you know, transcended that 40 years. It's, you know, it's still, I think, just as important and kind of new and revolutionary as it was back then. Because if you, as you listen, you know, you listen to that original double album, and then you listen to productions that have happened, you know, later on and leading up to now, present day, there's just a revival on Broadway in 2012. And, you know, the music changes a little bit. It gets adapts a little bit to the, I think, the more popular musical climate. But it still has that, you know, the core that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote right. is still there. But it is a rock musical, so it has that flexibility that you can, you know, adjust it to kind of the time that you're in and the crowd that you're trying to reach. And so I think it's just as accessible today.
So from Missy, from a musical standpoint, this is not something that you orchestrate with a full symphony orchestra. How are you going about orchestrating this production?
So we wanted to make sure that the rock part of the rock show is there. So we've got a really solid rhythm section, a really solid rock band at the heart of it. And then we have these beautiful symphonic instruments that are joining us on stage as well, because it's more than just a rock concert at some portions. It's extremely orchestral.
Right.
The overture, the very end when Jesus is being taken down from the cross, it's some of the most beautiful music.
Yeah.
Probably in musical theater history, especially at the end. So we've been very fortunate to have about six symphonic instruments joining with six rock band instruments and making this really cool juxtaposition of both of those kind of ideas. And it's really great.
So who's going to be on our rock band side of this? Can you give us the players?
So in our rock band side, we have an amazing drummer, Christopher Robinson, who's joining us at the heart of it, keeping all those hard, complex rhythms throughout
right.
the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. We also have Mark Mitchell on bass, who's really holding it down. It sounds wonderful. And then our guitarist, Mark Griffith, who has played many shows around town. He's
yeah.
a rock guitarist. He's amazing. And so he's providing all those insane licks,
Right up his alley.
Right
too.
Up his alley.
We had
right.
him in the studio not too long ago with Twang Darkly. And
right
he's up
fantastic.
His alley, definitely.
Yeah.
Because it really does lend itself towards using the guitar as a coloration instrument.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, fabric rather than just playing lead notes or
sure.
you know, rhythm section.
He has probably more music than anyone in this show.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. so bass, drums, and guitar, and you have two keyboardists.
Yes.
Are our keyboardists?
That's me. I'm playing some of the synth sounds and then conducting as well. And then actually my dad, Maury Wise, is playing the piano for it. So,
So now on the other side of this, who is our orchestra side?
So it is a vast group of players. We have folks from that have played shows all around town. Those were all contracted by the wonderful Ted Beakley, who got us got all of those players in line for us. Angelique Feaster is playing violin. They just a whole entire group. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So now let's go through with the characters. Tell us a little bit about Seth Taylor and his background, if you could.
Seth, I'm actually going to head off to Missy. Missy's known Seth a little longer than I have.
Okay.
So he has been, he's been with Stage Center from the start, of this 5-year-old company. And, he has played several leading roles for us. He's won, favorite leading actor, twice for some things that we, for, in our past seasons. We hold our awards every year. He played Tata in Ragtime last year, and he just finished playing Ernst in Cabaret and conducting that show at the same time. He is an amazingly gifted musician, amazingly gifted vocalist, and he's going to bring some new light to this role, that's for sure.
And he's got to hit a few high notes in this.
Quite a few.
I can remember watching the movie thinking, is he going to get it?
Is he going to do it?
Because I know what it's like to try to belt that top note. I can't even reach there. So the closest I get is singing Pilot's Dream in the Shower, you know, which is all fairly much baritone.
Yeah. There you go.
So now go into your background. You're up in New York right now.
Yeah, I am. I grew up here in Shreveport, and I graduated Caddo Magnet High School and moved to New York. I went to CAP 21 Musical Theater Conservatory, and I've been graduated and a working actor up there for about a year and a half, 2 years.
So enjoying the limelight of New York?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah. There's no other place to be if you're really pursuing musical theater. Yeah,
it's just a happening place. You know, there's so much going on in New York. So now our Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene is Cassidy Giddens. Yeah. She is a senior at Caddo Magnet High School. She's fantastic. She was just in our production of Bonnie and Clyde as one of the shop girls. She's really great, fantastic, and she's bringing a whole level of innocence and depth to the role of Mary Magdalene, and it's going to be an amazing thing to behold.
Yeah, I know. In the movie version, I thought the Mary Magdalene was perfect in that. You know, the original movie. I've never seen the actual Broadway production. I've only got the album, I've never actually seen the original. Growing up in a small town in Ohio, you don't get to meet Broadway productions. It's kind of hard. So, you know, well, let's go into our basses and baritones. Who do we have as Caiaphas?
As Caiaphas, we have Rick Stovall, and he's bringing the power to Caiaphas. He's nailing it as Caiaphas.
Really,
really bringing a bunch of richness to that. And then our Pilot is played by Gary Watson, who is a rock singer. So he fronts several rock bands, and so at the end of that trial, he's giving you all the rock scream that you could possibly want.
Gets you every time.
It's right up there in heavy metal rock scream.
Absolutely.
Oh, but it's like, it's the perfect sound for that moment.
Right.
And it's it's one of my favorite moments
of
the show.
Die if you want to.
Yeah,
you misguided
martyr.
You know, I mean, you hear the lyrics from that and the way that Rice and Weber punched that, and it draws out something from the story.
I think that
is so visceral that it takes you, if you're really wrapped up into the music and the storyline, all of a sudden you're feeling like you're, you know, a witness to the events.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just so visceral. So who plays Annis?
Annis is played by Megan Lowe. She is relatively new to the Shreveport stage, and she is bringing, we are really having it be, since we're taking a modern take, we did gender bend some of the roles, and she is really providing that right hand to Caiaphas, that strong second to him, and she's doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And our Simon Zealot is also a gender bent role, so he's going to talk to us about that, because I love his songs.
Absolutely. So he sings a big gospel number as this zealous follower of Christ. This Christ, you know, I love you, but he might be getting the point wrong, which you find out from Jesus later. So it's this big, flashy, fun number sung by Emily Mwakitawa. She was our Aida several summers ago, and a great performance of Aida. And she is in New York now as a working actor, and is actually assistant directing the show as well.
Mm-hmm. So now, when this originally came out back in the day, there was almost a schism. There were a lot of people in the church community, mm-hmm. and even in the Jewish community, who were a little bit offended by this play because it wasn't the standard, you know, production, what you expect. Mm-hmm. And it seems that over time, it has literally become accepted, you know, across, I think, faith communities as really a beautiful story about, you know, the struggles that are universal. I mean, the same struggles that were going on back then, we're still arguing about, you know, in contemporary times. And I think that's the power of this play, because it makes somebody in a contemporary time understand the past in the contemporary context. So all of a sudden it becomes alive, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how you decided that you know, what drove you? Did you grow up with this rock album, or had you just heard about it and you thought it'd be interesting? How does, you know, somebody of your generation decide they want to do Jesus Christ Superstar?
Well, you know, honestly, when I first heard the album in its original, the original Broadway recording, it honestly didn't strike me when I listened to it the first time. And it was something that I connected to on that level, on the level of the story of Jesus. But I didn't know that it was my favorite. And then I watched the recording of the arena tour that they did London 2 years ago. And this big rock concept, and Andrew Lloyd Webber had his hand in everything, and for this remount, and it was so they put it completely in a modern scope, and it was so powerful, and it hit all the right notes with making it accessible to someone like me, to maybe a younger audience, that I was like, we've got to do this show. We've got to do the show.
So it really did. I mean, just seeing that video just kind of set you on fire.
And
you thought all of a sudden that connection is there, both between the story as it happened back then and the story as it relates to today.
Yeah, definitely putting it in a modern setting adds an entirely new perspective to it, I think, that someone of my generation can really relate to, and, you know, kind of bring it to a new audience.
Yeah, and of course, when it came out, I mean, the world was in turmoil. We were right in the middle of the Vietnam crisis. There was all kinds of stuff going on. There was, you know, civil rights and women's rights. So the world was really going through another transformative period, which is, of course, what that story is about, the world going through a transformative period. Not that we haven't been going through a transformative period every day ever since then. That is the nature of history. But that was a big upheaval at the time. And then this came out, and I think for a lot of young people, that actually brought the gospel home in a way that they may have been alienated from it, from their parents and fighting against the past, you know, because young people always want to change things and old folks want to keep it the same. You know, that's just the nature of life.
Sure.
So, well, tell us a little bit about the production and the staging of this, because you've got some interesting visual elements on this as well.
Yeah, it's we actually just moved into the theater yesterday and got to look at some of the lights, and it's pretty incredible.
Insane.
We have I think it's the most intelligent lighting that you guys have used.
Absolutely.
For any show. And it really just looks like a rock concert up there.
Okay.
And that paired with everyone's in contemporary dress, you know, stuff you would see people wearing out on the street today.
Yeah, jeans and
yeah,
you know, no flowing garb on this.
No flowing garb, no robes, unfortunately. But yeah, it's gonna visually, it's gonna look incredible. I really wish I got to be out in the audience to see it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, maybe you can sit out a number.
Yeah, maybe.
Take a probably break. Not in your role. So now you talk about intelligent lighting. Yes. Is this lighting that actually follows you through motion sensors and things like that, and kind of dims on and off? And
absolutely. So you can program it to do several things,
yeah.
but mostly what it's great for is really enhancing any moment or thought process that an actor might be having, or what that character is thinking or feeling. It's a much more accurate way to show that. And so we've got things like follow spots, obviously, that that follow actors,
right.
Overhead lighting that moves with them, things to the side. We've got big lights just from every angle on the stage, and it's really elevating these moments that normally you might struggle to elevate in a lighting design for a rock concert, basically.
Yeah.
So this is really helping us take it to that level that it needed.
So it's a far cry from my first theater lighting production, where I was using carbon arc lighting. two basically welding rods that go together and create a fire in between them. Not real smart, you know, lighting back then, but it worked. You know?
Hey, it did its job.
Yeah.
Now, your basic set is a giant staircase,
that's
is it
right.
not? So
it is.
So that's the grandeur of the temple and all of that.
Absolutely.
All of the scenes that you think you would see in a, you know, contemporary, or I should say a 2,000-year-old ancient city setting.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the lions and gargoyles and all of that, that's your band, is
that's
it?
That's the band. They are on stage with the actors.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a fun time for us.
So it's going to allow for both imagination and contemporizing a great story. So when's the show dates?
So we open Thursday night. That's our opening night this week. We run Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30 is when those shows are. On Sunday, there is a matinee. The following weekend, we Thursday, Friday again. And then on Saturday, the 8th, we have a 2 p.m. and a 7:30. All those things you can find at our website at stagecenterla.com, or you can call the box office at 318-218-9978 for more info.
All right. So any final thoughts you want to share with the audience to get them out there?
I mean, it's going to rock. It's
really
like,
rock.
I'm so excited to get it out there.
So if you're old and you like rock and roll, come on out. And if you're young and you like rock and roll,
come on down.
Everybody's
welcome.
It's
going to be
great. Right. So, I think that's what I love about this era is I've taught kids who listen to the music that I listened to when I was a kid, and they teach me their music, and my brain is open enough that I can actually understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a concept. So, all right. Well, Isaac and Missy, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So that was music director Missy Wise along with Isaac Haas, and they were here with me this morning to talk about Jesus Christ Superstar, and that production is coming up this Thursday, July 30th, opening at 7:30 p.m. at the Emmett Hook Center in Shreveport. You can find complete details online at stagecenterla.com, or you can call them at 318-218-9978. That's 318-218-9978. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Yes, everything's all right, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you for your hot forehead. Then you feel everything's all right, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes, and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right.
Hey, hey, woman, you're buying ointment brand new and expensive. Should have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People were hungry. People who are starving.